Track 4. Unit 11. IELTS Listening, Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a parent and a school administrator. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Headmaster's office, Damien speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. It's Margaret Williams here.
Oh, hi there.
My daughter Helen is in the fifth year and...
Oh, yes, I know her.
Well, I understand that the International Friendship Club is planning a trip this year and just wanted to know more about it.
The name of the club is the International Friendship Club. So International Friendship Club has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Headmaster's office, Damien speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. It's Margaret Williams here.
Oh, hi there.
My daughter Helen is in the fifth year and...
Oh, yes, I know her.
Well, I understand that the International Friendship Club is planning a trip this year and just wanted to know more about it.
Yes, well, we normally print a fact sheet for pupils to take to their parents, but that won't be done for another month, I don't think. But I can still help you with some details from the information I have.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Now, school trips 2000 and... here it is. It hasn't been entered into the computer yet, but what exactly would you like to know?
Well, first of all, where's the trip to? How much is it? And when is it?
The trip in the current school year will be to South America, to Peru specifically.
To Peru? Wow, that sounds thrilling. That never happened in my childhood.
Nor mine either. It says here the group will be staying with families connected with a school just outside the capital, Lima, and then we'll be making trips to the surrounding areas.
Okay. Will each of them be on their own with the family?
No, there'll be no students on their own. Students will all be in pairs.
I see. What about the cost?
It's surprisingly cheap, actually. At the moment, it's £495 for the 15 days, all inclusive, but obviously not including gifts for the host families and spending money.
It's still a lot, as I'm a single parent.
Well, there are some bursaries, and it may be that the price comes down. This is only the initial price. Last year, if it were not for the school fund, it would have been a lot more. Last year, it came down by about £120 per student. So it depends on how much is available in the school hardship fund.
Oh, I see. And when is the trip?
It takes place during the spring holidays.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Okay. Can I ask you how Helen goes about applying?
Applying? Well, the application is quite simple. There'll be a deadline to get the application in 10 days after the date of the advert, which will come out on the 29th of September.
Okay.
And then, when the applications are received, each student will have to have an interview to assess whether they're suitable or not.
How many places are there?
20, with a minimum age of 16, so it's restricted to the upper years.
And are any teachers going?
Oh, yes. There'll be places for 6 adults, 4 of whom will be teachers, and 2 parents, who will go free.
Right. Do they apply as well?
Yes. You interested?
Yes. And when it comes to paying, provided Helen's application is successful, can we pay by instalments, say £50 a month?
Oh, yes, that's not a problem, provided you make a deposit of £100 and then pay the rest by instalments with the final balance due 3 weeks before the departure date. Students will only be allowed to go on the trip if all the money is paid in advance. I'm afraid we've had problems in the past with money not being paid, so we are very strict about it now.
I see. That's totally understandable.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.